This is WUWM. I'm Ayan Silver. A few months ago, Wisconsin had one of the highest per capita rates of COVID-19 in the country. Health officials were pleading with people to wear masks, socially distance, and practice good hand hygiene. On Monday, the state reported zero COVID deaths and the lowest number of new cases since June. To get a sense of what this means, we spoke with Milwaukee County Emergency Medical Services Director, Dr. Ben Weston.
So I think the first thing it means is that we as a community are doing a really good job. The people who are wearing their masks, the people who are physically distancing, the people who are avoiding group settings, and certainly those who when their time comes are getting vaccinated, are doing an outstanding job of driving down our cases, our hospitalizations, and finally we're seeing a drop in our deaths. And we really see our percent positivity reflecting that, with a lower percent positivity than we've had just about the entire time that we've been going through this pandemic.
Are these changes solely due to the fact that people are wearing their masks, you know, social distancing, practicing good hand hygiene, things like that?
So I think that's a big part of it. Now, nobody can give great answers as to why we see these uptrends and downtrends of COVID and this regionality where certain parts of the country are hit harder than others. I think what we have seen is a bit of a cycle. And so when the numbers get really bad, like they were back in November, people respond to that. We hear about it more in the news. We hear about it more in our hospitals, and people start buckling down, and institutions start buckling down, and governments start buckling down, and you see more orders and more people being more vigilant. Now, the flip side also occurs where when the numbers start going down and start looking good, like they are right now, the inverse occurs, and people start loosening up a little bit. And we certainly see it around the country with some mayors and some governors starting to pull back on orders. And then, you know, inevitably what we see then is an uptick in cases.
I want to cycle back a little bit to another figure. There were zero COVID deaths on Monday. And at times, you know, we've had more than 90 or even up to like 128 deaths in one day. What are some of the factors resulting in the lowering of that rate?
Yeah, so, you know, deaths result from typically from people who get sick enough to be hospitalized. Hospitalizations result from cases. And so we see this cascade effect. If we see an increase in cases, it's typically a week, 2 weeks later, we see an increase in hospitalizations. And then a week or 2 weeks later, we see an increase in deaths. So I think what we can make of these numbers is that there's cautious optimism, but I think it has to be very cautious.
What are the reasons for being very cautious?
Twofold. One is that we are at this point of a low number of cases where we will, no matter what happens, on a large scale, we will see people pulling back with precautions. We will see nationally in different states, in different cities, vigilance being pulled back. Now, at the same time, we have this new strain, or a number of new strains, but in particular, the UK strain or the B117 strain, a strain that is far more contagious and appears to be significantly more deadly as well. And so I see it a little bit right now as a race against time. If we could see just that strain, just the B117 or UK strain on our dashboard, I think we'd be seeing very different trends. I think we'd be seeing an increase in cases and a pretty rapid increase in cases just from that strain. And so what we've seen in other countries, what we've seen in the UK and seen in different European countries, is when that strain comes, it takes hold very quickly and goes from being just a handful of cases to, you know, 70, 80, 90% of cases very quickly. And that can create a new spike. And I think left alone, that would create a new spike that could quite possibly, given that increased transmission and the increased severity, be far higher than any spike we've seen. I think we can temper that in two ways. One is through those individual precautions and institutional precautions. And the other way absolutely is vaccine. And so the faster we can get vaccine into arms and the better we can be about those individual precautions, I think the more we can blunt that coming spike.